Yeah, right. Good morning. 625 Brock Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Omega Power, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I know sports has been a little light, but I think we have enough to talk about from last night into tonight, into the weekend.
Yeah, we got some basketball. It happened.
So. All right. Well, good. Well, let's do it. Let's do sports. See what kind of trouble we can get into.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers, great seasonal things. They always got refreshing libations for you. So hit them up, get stocked up, drink responsibly with Bud Distributing. Oh, yeah.
Have you gambled at all?
I haven't yet. Nope. I've been holding off. I don't know. Maybe I'm waiting for next football season. I'll just keep that 30 in there until
football. I was with our buddy Ben last night, and he's the one that got you into the FanDuel or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know. But just kind of watching his phone last night as we're watching the game. We were playing bingo last night, and like during bingo, I had it up on my phone. I'm talking about the Michigan State game specifically.
Yeah.
And, Vegas always wins. Oh, all right.
The house always wins, baby.
It's really how it is, though. Like, you know, you're donating your money. I mean, especially the more you play.
Yeah.
You're not going to win in the end. I don't do it. I don't do it at all. I've gambled a few games, and I still have the app, but I don't even open it. It's not a part of my life. But to everybody out there that every single game you're putting 20s and 30s and
$40 I just do little bets. I do little $5 bets here and there, just enough to have a little skin in the game. But what you got to go into it is knowing that you're probably not going to win. Okay,
probably.
If you go into that, because I've won a little. You are going to. All right. If you go into it saying you are going to lose, then I guess it's just a nice surprise when you do win. But there's a reason why we don't do hundreds of stories of guys winning.
So here, just the way you're explaining it is you're part of it. You're part of the. Yes, you do win a little bit.
Yeah.
But you never go ahead, really. In the end, you are going to lose, period. There's no other way around that.
If you don't get while the getting's good. But here's the thing, though. I think you're being a little negative about it because it does add a little extra excitement to the game. No. But I'm saying, it's fun to have. Like, for a game I don't care about, I may now care about because I threw $5 on it. You know what I mean? If you do it right, obviously there's people with just crippling gambling addictions. Like, that's the thing.
Or your old self could have been like, hey, why'd you put $5 on this game? You don't even care about this game.
Yeah, but I might care, you know? Maybe
because you might win.
It'll get me in there. Well, of course, that's why you gamble, dummy. You want to win the money. You know, I want to win enough money so I can walk into Dave's office and go, I quit. I'm rich, bitch. Yeah. Obviously, everyone wants that. But, you know, maybe it's a college basketball game that you're not that into. But now,
all I'm saying is I think it's to the point with some people with this app or these apps, I should say, that literally the apps could be like, there's zero chance for you to win. And they would still gamble.
No, they'd say
they would still throw money at him. Be like, I'm still going to.
There's 0.00001%
chance. Absolutely 0%
chance
you're going to win this, period. Still people betting on it.
I don't know about that, but I get what you're saying. For the sake of the argument, I get what you're saying.
So here's what you do.
It has made it very easy to gamble.
If you're listening right now and you're like, oh, Hunter, I've never opened the app, I've never tried it, I'm thinking about doing it. Here's what you do. I'm not saying don't do it, but you open the app up, and what do they give you, $200 free?
Whatever the promotion is.
Absolutely
yeah.
Absurd.
Yep.
Anything that gives you a free $200. Sketchy.
Well, no, it's not.
Sketchy.
It's up
period.
To. They'll match that. It's not like they just give you $200.
If I were going to suggest something,
yeah,
get that app, get all the free money you can from them, and then however much money you think that you're going to end up gambling or losing, I should say, in, we'll say, the period of time you're going to have the app, put it all down right there. And one bet, if you lose, you walk. If you win, you walk.
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Is that how that's how they keep you there, is that they match it. So even if you do lose, they're like, oh, look, don't worry, you didn't lose it. We're going to cover it. We'll cover it this go around. See, keep betting. Just, oh, they'll get theirs. It's not just free money.
What
I think is crazy, though, is that you love roulette. And that's like worse odds than than betting on a basketball game.
I mean, 48-52. Right? Here's the thing. I don't like roulette. I like playing roulette when we all go to the casino because it's a slow burn. It takes time for that marble to go around. You know, I'm not losing $10 every blackjack hand, which happens every, like, what, 30 seconds?
Blackjack's the best odds in the house, though.
It's the fastest way to lose your money as well.
No, slots are. You just hit that button.
Shut up. No, not a chance.
Are you serious?
Blackjack is the fastest way to lose money.
No. If you're playing a penny slot, yeah, and you're doing a penny at a time, of course you can sit there like Nana for all day for $20.
That's why blackjack's the fastest way, because there's no penny blackjack. It's $10 minimum. They know. They understand how fast these hands go.
You're going to bougie casinos. I wait for the $5 table to open up. That's what I do, man.
Where?
Oh, yeah, you can find $5 tables. You got to be patient.
On Fremont Street in Vegas.
Yeah, like I said, you're going to some bougie hotels there. Look at you, Mr. Moneybags. Monopoly
okay,
man
over there. $5. I don't even care. Five.
Yeah.
Where'd my 100 go?
Well,
I've only been here for 3.5 minutes.
Well, that's if you don't win a hand, which can happen. But the best odds in the house are blackjack.
I feel like you're like on the casino side here.
No.
I feel like you're trying to justify your gambling addiction.
I wouldn't say I have an addiction. I just say I like it.
I think you do. By the way you're responding to everything
I just said.
I
feel like you're being a little negative about it. I feel like we're all having fun. We're throwing a little money down. You know, Ben and I get to talk about the bets we made. I still got a roof over my head. I'm not living under in a box under an overpass.
No.
I'm all right.
No.
You know, you have a loser's attitude is what it is. That's what you need.
I'm not going to gamble attitude because I know what it does. Here's your money. I'll just give you $100.
A winning attitude, all right? You need to have a winner's attitude. Like, I'm betting this $5, and I'm going to win. That's what you got to have.
Okay. Hey, if I'm wrong, here's this. The other day, this is a couple weeks ago, we were walking into a casino in Manistee up north, right?
Good spot.
As soon as we're walking through the doors into the casino, stop! Everybody stop. I got a scenario here. What are the odds of you just taking a $100 bill, walking in, giving it to the person at the front door, and walking out that you will not make money, but you'll be ahead by doing that? It's like hell with you, dude. Everybody walked out like $300, $400, $500 less. I'm like, I told you guys, if you would have walked in and just gave that person a $100 bill and walked out,
what kind
you would have been $300
what
richer.
What kind of wet blanket are you on trips? My God, is that what you're doing?
Nobody wins ever.
Yeah, but it's still, it's fun to do it. God, you know what? Remind me not to go to Vegas with you. If that's what you're telling your friends while you're walking in, like, thanks, Debbie Downer. Yeah, of course the chances are not there.
So,
but we're going there. We're going to see the lights and the cocktails.
You know, yes, it is fun to do, but the people that really go in are just like, I'm going to take this casino for everything. It's the same people that are like, I think that stripper loves me. The same attitude.
Tell you what,
same person.
When you go to a fast food joint with people, do you stop everyone at the door and be like, hey, just so you know, this could increase your chance of a heart attack. All right, let's go in, everyone. Jesus. We get it. We get it. It's probably not going to pay out at the end, but it's still fun. Debbie effing Downer over here like, hey, everyone, you're probably going to end up losing your house because you bet too much. All right, here we go. Let's go.
Hey, just saying, when it happens, don't come crawling back to me.
Hey, everyone, just so you know, this is probably owned by a Native American tribe, and we had genocide on all their people, so we gave them casinos. You know? Jesus, thanks, Hunter.
Well, they're loving it. They're loving it because they're like, millions of dollars every, like, what, minute they're making it feels like?
Before everyone gets in the car, just know traveling by car is the most dangerous way you can travel. Jesus.
I mean, it is.
Do you just carry around, like, a trumpet so you can go, wah, wah?
Definitely the easiest way to die is by car. Like rolling down the highway, end over end.
What else I can think of? Some scenario that
on the way to the casino. That, you see, your odds are even better.
Before everyone gets on this roller coaster, just know that statistics show that roller coaster deaths have gone up in the United States. Awesome.
You
great.
Think that's bad? You should fly with me.
God. No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Dad!
I'm not going anywhere with you. Hey, just so you know, radio's not as successful as it used to be. Oh, thanks. That's my job. Great. Awesome.
You do know that. That like there's 15% of hosts choke on their microphones.
I hope you're in that 15% afterwards. Oh, my God. All right, let's get into sports. All right, and hopefully you'll have something of an upper for us.
Kansas City and Michigan State yesterday. Well, their plane didn't make it to the tournament.
Everyone's dead. Everyone died.
It's terrible.
God almighty. Ugh.
No, seriously, in all seriousness, yesterday, NCAA men's college basketball, too. Yeah, did you watch it, Kansas State, Michigan State?
We didn't get around to it.
Damn it.
I was kind of keeping up to date on my phone.
Not damn it you, but damn it Michigan State.
They blew it?
I don't want to say they blew it, but man, what a close game. It was overtime, 98-93 overtime.
Wow, that's high.
And the end of the game was incredible.
Yeah.
End of regulation, I should say. Woo! Real quick, here we go. I'll just give you the details. Third-seeded Kansas State moving on to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament after taking down the seventh-seeded Michigan State, like I said, 98-93 in overtime. Spartans trailed by 2 points with 6 seconds left in the game until Tyson Walker made a layup to even the score. And if it's a layup I'm thinking about, I think he just kind of threw it up. There was a score there at the end of the game where, you know, like somebody grabs the ball and he's just like, ah!
Yeah.
Just kind of throws it up.
Yep.
It's kind of what he did. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but
yeah,
it was definitely a lucky pass.
Kind of a throw and pray type deal. Like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, kind of a last, like, ah, just kind of, yeah. And he was, his back was to the basket, you know. Anyway, Noel scored a bucket off Michigan State, as Michigan State turnover to steal the win. That's what happened at the very end. They kind of fumbled the ball at the very end. As soon as you saw it happen, you're like, it came over.
Yeah.
Which I saw it happen before I saw it happen on my phone, because there was another guy down the way who had the stream going on his phone. But apparently he had faster internet or something, because he was definitely 5 seconds ahead of.
Did you walk up to him and tell him, you know, that watching a phone too much is bad for your eyes? Did you tell him
that? You're going to die, son. You know that? Hope you have those blue blocker glasses or whatever.
Your eyeballs are going to melt out of your head. So, okay, unfortunately, Michigan State, all of the state of Michigan, out of it, because the Spartans are done. They're done. And the Wolverines lost in the not invited tournament. So
yeah, I mean.
Hey, before you get to anything else, I just found this story, and I always like a good conspiracy story. There's a conspiracy theory floating around March Madness right now that could explain all the first-round upsets. That the balls are overinflated, like carny basketballs. What? Some NCAA coaches and teams, like number one overall seed Alabama, say overinflated basketballs would explain the brutal three-point shooting percentage early in the tournament. Some now want a standardized ball for Division I teams, including Crimson Tide coach Nate Oates, who also has a theory. It wasn't the basketballs, it was the defense, which is probably more likely, but... You know what? I was telling you about that the other day when I was watching the Duke, like that Duke, who was it? Duke and whatever. I mean, going into the half, I swear to God, they only had like 40 points each team. It looked like a high school girls basketball score. No offense, ladies, but just be honest, you're not putting up as many points. And I mean, they were bricking left and right. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean, there's definitely a thing to that. I always hated overinflated balls.
Well, they even had a stat during that game like, oh, it's been... Like 8 minutes since anyone scored, and I'm like, oh my God.
You know what's interesting about that? So the conspiracy theory of overinflated balls, but they definitely check the ball before every tip off, right? Yep. I mean, even in high school, the refs were checking the balls.
Yeah.
They have to be checking the balls in March Madness. I mean, that's part of the refs' routine, I would think.
Yeah.
Unless the refs in on it. But still, you would know. Like, somebody would be dribbling the ball. What? Why in football you can do it is because not everybody's handling the ball. There's only a select few. And it's not like you're holding on to it all the time like a basketball. You kind of grab it and go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could see how you could get away with that in football. Basketball? Everybody's touching that. And just a little overinflated, you can tell. Remember back in the day where you'd pump a ball up as much as you could?
You sit there, your arm
would just... That thing would just go flying 30 feet in the air.
You got that pump just... Oh, man.
20 PSI.
This thing's so hard.
Boom!
Yeah.
Then that thing would explode.
That's how Timmy died.
Maybe if they just did it a little bit, I could see, but... Yeah. You think somebody would bitch by, like, the fourth shot. Like, this ball sucks.
Yeah.
And they change the ball.
Yeah, maybe after, you know, yeah, the first, I don't know, first 10 minutes, I was like, look, guys, our shooting percentage is garbage.
And it's, I mean, that's like, a real thing, though.
Yeah.
An underinflated ball will go in way more.
Again,
way more than
if you've ever played the basketball game at any fair, frolic, boardwalk. Those balls are rock hard, all right? You are not making that shot, all right? Unless you get that perfectly in the circle, that thing's bouncing off.
Let you in on a little secret.
Okay, Hunter.
Let you in a little secret here. You ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait for you to blow our minds.
You played basketball at my parents, right?
Oh, yeah.
Double rims. On purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose. Those weren't given to us. We chose those double rims on purpose. And if you notice, anytime I play on that court, I always play with a certain type of ball, especially if I'm playing pick. You take that ball, I'll take this ball. Dude, my ball barely has air in it. Barely. You never see me dribbling because it won't. That's the secret. That's why I win all the games at my parents'.
All right, he got game. Why don't you relax there?
Underinflated balls. And you know what? I don't know what. I just said that's it.
I didn't know we were talking to a real baller here. Watch out now.
You know? He got game.
I got game. He got game. He got game. Unbelievable.
All right, we got the one score in sports this morning. Michigan, that's all it really
is. Honestly, that's all. All right, there's more games tonight. We got next hour to talk about it.
There is. UConn beating Arkansas, 88-65. Florida Atlantic beating Tennessee.
What?
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Florida Atlantic beating Tennessee, number 4, Tennessee, 62-55. And Gonzaga, my pick.
The Zags.
Beating UCLA 79-76.
This is just
the greatest sports report you've ever heard in your life.
It's just been weird, this March Madness this year, man.
It really is weird.
Yeah.
No wonder there is never a perfect bracket.
Yep. Stuff like this is Florida Atlantic is in the Elite Eight.
Nobody. Anybody. Hey, send us your bracket. If you have Florida Atlantic in the Elite Eight, send us your bracket. I want to see it.
Well, we're not going to get any brackets because no one had Florida Atlantic. Even Florida Atlantic didn't put themselves in that bracket. Like, even you guys are like, nah, we're not going to make it. Come on now.
I was listening to the Dan Patrick show the other day, and they had a guy that was a coach of, who was it? It's one of the teams that are still in it. And the coach was on the show. They were talking about the tournament, and they were talking about betting. And he's like, yeah, my son, he's not betting, but he filled out a bracket. He's like, my son doesn't even have my team.
That's hilarious.
In the Elite Eight.
Yes. That's funny.
You know?
Look, Dad, I'm just being realistic, man. You should be too. God.
Isn't that kind of brutal, though? Like, my son, you know, my blood doesn't believe that we're going to win this.
But if you think about that, though, like, come on, let's be, look, if I'm trying to win some cash here, I'm going to play the odds, all right? That's what it is, Dad.
I mean, Dad, let's be realistic here, you know?
Look, you guys are good. Look, Dad, I'm not saying I don't love you. I'm not saying you're not a good coach, but let's be realistic, man.
Coach B is definitely a better coach than you, Dad.
Probably a better father, too. Jesus.
It's terrible.
Didn't have to add that in there.
Anyway, coming up next hour, there's some games today, baby. There's a lot of them, and I'll give them to you next hour. So
I love it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:30, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Oh, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Don't forget to join us. We are streaming live. Find us on Twitch, Facebook, the Plan B Morning Show YouTube. Make sure you subscribe.
I had to lose the flat bill. Sorry.
Yeah. Couldn't pull it off.
Good with the, with the Clark Kent glasses and the flat. Clark Kent didn't wear a flat bill.
I can kind of do a flat bill with this one. Yeah, I just don't like the look.
Yeah. Hey, Deer Deck.
Yeah, welcome to ridiculousness.
You know what? He's the only guy who can pull it off. Yeah. Only guy that can pull it off.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be a legit skateboarder. You got to be sponsored by DC.
They did a spoof on him on SNL a couple weeks ago. And, like, the opening line was, like, I'm Rob Dyrdek. I dress like I'm 14, even though I'm almost 50. And, like, it was just kind of, but it's true. I mean, he dresses like a 14-year-old skateboarder.
But
he can pull it off.
He pulls it off.
He pulls it off.
He really does.
Yep. So, can't knock him, man. Looks good. And he's got a ton of money by just showing YouTube videos. So, he did something.
I mean,
right.
much like him being a skateboarder and being sponsored by DC.
Yeah.
You, well, being a radio host, should be sponsored by
Walmart?
Walmart, yeah, 100%. The clearance aisle specifically.
God, if I had like a Walmart gold card where like, you know, kind of like you get the old Subway.
We would never see you again.
No, I'd just be in Walmart every single day.
You know what's funny? That one time I ran into you at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Because you remember.
Yeah.
It was like a couple months ago.
Yeah. It was in the...
As we were walking in, I looked at the wife. I'm like, I bet you Brock's here.
And
then we did our own little thing, but then eventually, there he is.
Yep, I was there. I believe I was in the tire aisle or something like that. Yeah, something like
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know what? We didn't talk long because I could tell you were focused.
I was in a hurry. I had a lot of stuff to do. All right. Hey, Walmart's not a game, Hunter, okay? Walmart's not a game. You'd be serious when you're in there.
Look out, this guy's on a mission.
Unbelievable. He's sitting there trying to get in my head in a Walmart doing my thing. Real quick, before we get to sports, enough of me owning Walmart. Sam said, who would win in a fight, Pat's mustache or Hunter's white trash goatee? Pat's mustache all the way. Come on now. See, here's the thing, though. That goatee fights dirty, all right?
Top half or bottom half? What do you got?
That goatee fights dirty. So you know that goatee is going to do some
right.
Shady street fight stuff. But I think Pat's mustache has got more.
This is all scrap, baby. I've never gotten in a fight in my life.
That's that goatee says you do nut shots. That's what it is.
Better look out.
Look out, buddy. Look out.
I think it looks dangerous, doesn't it?
No, I think Pat Mustache is going to be the winner of that fight, probably. You put up a good fight, though, Hunter. I'll give you that. Your goatee will. Yeah. You know? Anyway. Enough of these ridiculous questions. Let's go to sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. Get stocked up, drink responsibly with Bud Distributing. You got it. You got it.
First story in sports this morning. War on the shore, Pat Moody. You and me. Mano. Mustache versus goatee.
I like it.
It's not even a real goatee. It's just the bottom half of it.
It's actually drawn on. It's not a real goatee. It's a fake goatee.
It's got a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, NCAA men's college basketball. That happened. You watched the state game last night?
I unfortunately missed it. I wish I would have caught it because it sounds like it was a real barn burner, man.
Yeah. They had it. It was right there. That's why college basketball really is great. They play defense, and the scores are 98-93 in overtime. That was the final score of the Michigan State-Kansas State game last night. Damn it. I was pulling for State. They had it. They actually pulled ahead there at the in the.
I mean, that's a high-scoring game.
It is. I mean, going into overtime.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean.
But they were definitely hitting shots, man.
Yeah.
Kansas State hit a shot there at the end, a crucial shot.
Yeah.
You know, from the baseline. And it was a. So they shot. So whoever the point guard for Kansas State, put that guy in the bench. All right. Dude, he launched two shots up last night from like half court. I'm serious.
Did he make them?
No, airball.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like
airball. Absolutely ridiculously terrible. The coach has got to just be yanking his hair out at this point.
Rain, man.
Five, four, three. You know what's exactly it?
Yeah.
You saying that is exactly it. He was like 5 feet outside of the 3-point line and still stepped back to shoot the ball. I'm like, dude.
Rain Man.
You're not Rain Man.
Make it rain.
You are not Steph Curry. You're not Michael Jordan. Pass the ball, and he did it twice in two crucial situations. But by chance, the second time he does this, Michigan State guy goes up to kind of block it or just contest the shot, I should say.
Yeah.
Just grazes the Michigan State player's finger. I mean, they replayed it. The refs were watching it for hours, it seemed like. And it does. It just barely touches his finger. And so what that means, Kansas State gets the ball, baseline, and that's when they hit the shot. Inbounded, great shot on the baseline. The guy hit it.
Clutch.
I mean, dude, 9 out of 10 people aren't hitting that shot. I mean, it's a simple shot in practice. But in March Madness?
Oh, clock ticking, defense in your face.
Down to nothing, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm making it, but I'm really I'm really good at basketball. No,
you don't have the basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones.
You're not like Mike. You're not Lil Bow Wow.
Basketball Jones.
You can't touch net.
I'm pretty sure I've beat you in lightning a couple times, so why don't you suck it?
All right. We weren't even paired up. I was.
Hold on. Tim is calling me out about, I think he called the other day. I don't think I got to eat as much crow as Tim says. Because I think the one team I said Arkansas was going to lose. Is that what you, Tim, you got to clear up on what we talked about because I can't
Brock
remember.
Brock just says things. He doesn't remember his bets.
No.
You got to write them down.
Dude, I just say things blindly. All right. I just let it fly, man. Come on now.
That's what the show is based
if
on.
If you ever take anything I say seriously, it's your own fault. All right. Because I just pew, 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 right from the hip.
You know, yeah. I do have people ask me outside of the show, like, well, what's that Brock guy like? I'm like, he says things.
You know what? I'm a wild card, baby. That's what I am.
You don't know what you're going to get.
That's right.
So, anyway, Michigan State, man, good run. You put Marquette out. That was absolutely epic. That was an epic game. But, man, last night, you couldn't finish it.
But, hey, good run, though, and we're getting one step closer to our Elite Eight. What were some other games that happened?
So, UConn beating Arkansas, 88-65. Florida Atlantic, what? Beating Tennessee, 62-55. It's an upset there.
I couldn't, other than the fact that Florida is in their name, like if you wanted me to point it out, like where do you think Florida Atlantic College is?
Probably on the Atlantic side.
On the Atlantic side, but like I've never heard of that school before. Yep. And now here they are in the Elite Eight. Unbelievable. Just destroying brackets left and right.
Hey, real quick, when I do this next score, type in Google, how many colleges are in the U.S.? This would be an interesting question. Gonzaga, number 3, beating UCLA, number 2. Not really an upset. Number 3 playing number 2. 79-76, close matchup there. Did you get an answer?
Yeah, it's close to 4,000 different colleges and universities. Damn. But these also include cosmetology schools all the way up to private Ivy League universities like Harvard. Mm-hmm. So there's some definitely, like, big schools that are making these tournaments are maybe.
You know what sucks?
What?
None of them wanted us to come to their school.
I know.
Damn it.
You know,
there's 4,000 of them. Not even one of them. We're like, hey, you know, come to ours.
I applied to one school. That was it. Thank God they took me.
Yeah.
Bar was set pretty low.
And when I went to, you didn't really have to apply to. Anyway, moving on. Right. Today, there are some games.
Yes.
Big day today. Alabama, number 1, Alabama. You play number 5, San Diego State. That's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, actually.
No, Hunter, it's Alabama.
It's going to be at 6:30. Houston playing Miami in Kansas City. 7:15. Sorry, what's going on in my throat? Creighton going to be playing Princeton, 9 p.m. in Louisville. And Texas going to be taking on number 3, Xavier, at 9:45 tonight.
Perfect.
Kansas City. But I guess it's on a Friday. So
yeah, it's not as bad.
It's not as bad.
Okay, so Elite Eight will be picked. And then when do they take like a few days off for the Elite Eight, right?
Couldn't tell you that.
Okay.
But they definitely don't take an extended period of time off.
Yeah.
If they take any time off at all.
Yeah, it's not like crazy. It's not like they're taking a week off.
I mean, it's not like the NFL. We're like, we're going to play the Super Bowl like a year later.
Yeah.
Same thing. No, I'm sorry. College football.
Yeah.
That's like, what, a month?
Yeah, it's like by the time they get all of that done in the big bowl.
Oh, yeah. I lost my friendship with my teammate. Yeah. We haven't even been hanging out. Like,
I'm out of shape, man. This is
seriously insane.
Yep.
That's another dumb thing NCAA does.
Yep.
I hate NCAA. I can say that.
At least they're letting players get paid now. That's a little better.
Not by choice. Not by choice. Because they have to. That's why they're letting it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Screw NCAA. And I love March Madness. It's been badass games being played.
Some huge upsets. Some badass games. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yep.
Edge of your seat. And there's more tonight. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Anything else? Are we going to call that sports?
I mean, I got stories, but let's get to our topic.
Save them for Monday. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.